A theme I heard often in sports, and I certainly believe it, is that you either get better or worse. You never stay the same. And that's to encourage people to try and get better every day. And I said that to myself when I lost my daughter. I'm at a low point now. Every day I need to take a step or two to get closer to my goal. Does that follow?
Yes, it does. I remember my high school coach saying to me after my junior year, he said, you're going to get a whole lot more scholarship offers if you learn to use your left hand a whole lot better than you are right now. And it irritated me. It made me angry. I already scored 21, 25 points a game. And so I started to work on my left hand, and I realized, wow, he's right. I need to become better. So there are three things that I think of when you talk about this. Number one is patience. You have to be patient with yourself. So many people think, I just want to get this grief over with. I just want to move on. I don't like feeling this way. Well, you have to feel this way for a while. And you're better off if you accept it and you're patient with yourself. Don't expect too much of yourself.
Perfect sports analogy. You got to pay the price. And you pay the price to get better. And you enjoy paying the price because you know you're getting better. And when you sink into the abyss of grief by trying to go through it instead of avoid it, you know it's pain today, but it's going to make me better tomorrow.
Absolutely. And after I went through the whole patience thing in my head, and I'm relating this to learning to use my left hand playing basketball, the second thing I had to go to was my purpose in spending hours out there on the court trying to use my left hand. My purpose was because I wanted to be the best basketball player I could be. And the same is true in anything in life. When you feel like there's a deficit or there's been a loss and you have patience to rebound and to make yourself better, a part of that is just saying, what is my purpose going to be here? I need to have a purpose.
Well, that's exactly what grief is. The purpose is to get the life back as best you can despite this loss, because you deserve to have a life, you deserve to be happy, and you've got to do the work to get that. So the purpose is to be able to accept this death. No, I'm never going to forget about it, but I'll get through it and live a purposeful life from here on in.
After patience and after purpose, the third thing I thought about was, how do I prepare for this? And I spent, and maybe I'm overworking the basketball analogy, but I spent hours on the court, even hours by myself, just working on my left hand, dribbling and shooting with my left hand. But I relate it to the people that I counsel now. And yes, they have to prepare for a life without that loved one, especially a husband or a wife. We're talking about a new identity. Before, they had an identity of us. Now it's just them. If a person decides to love again, how are they going to prepare to do that? Putting themselves in a position and a place to meet other people. So it's really important. These three P's, so to speak, patience, purpose, and preparation, I think are very important when you apply them to grief.
Yeah, I agree. Your three P's are really fundamental truths to succeeding at anything. Achieving anything worthwhile takes time and, of course, patience. The second P, purpose, becomes all the more difficult when grief gets in the way because you need personal peace to really grow. And your third P, preparation, is the key to success in any venture. Being prepared builds confidence, gives you a much greater chance of getting where you need to go.